Dorchester Town Council is responsible for making lots of things happen in Dorchester and its surrounds. And today I'm in the Town Hall in Dorchester, where someone was running about getting ready for a very special event. So I asked her what it was all about.
Hello, my name is Emma Scott and I'm the Community Development Officer at Dorchester Town Council. So this is a community lunch that I'm hosting, and I run two of these a year, one around the Christmas time as well. We run them in our municipal building, either in the Town Hall or the Corn Exchange, and I've been running the community lunches really since I started with the Town Council, which was in 2017, so I've run several of the lunches. As the name implies, we provide a buffet for the guests, and I invite members, representatives of the local community and voluntary sector to come along. And also, you know, there are other sort of statutory partners that perhaps work with the community voluntary sector. We've themed the lunches, so today's theme is about volunteer recruitment and how to really make sure that you're being inclusive and enabling all people that might want to volunteer to, you know, have a role. Previous lunches have been themed, for instance, around funding or safeguarding, really looking at what the community needs are. But they're very informal, and as much as anything, the importance of the community lunch really is about groups coming together and, you know, sharing their work and just those informal chats, you know, around, you know, over a coffee, find out who's who and, you know, hopefully make new connections as well. So
you've tempted them in. What do you hope the result will be?
Well, as I said, I think it's really important. I think there's strength in numbers. So I know from, you know, in fact, anecdotally, from all of the lunches, you know, people say, oh, it's brilliant. I met so-and-so in person. I've only ever emailed them before, or I didn't know what that community group was about, or, you know, I didn't even know they existed. So it's about promoting the good work that local groups are doing to each other, but also facilitating opportunities for them to, you know, perhaps, you know, even initiate pieces of work, you know, find similar strands that they can work on together. And today we've got just under 80 people attending, representing over 50 different organisations.
All from Dorchester?
The majority are Dorchester based, but if they're not actually based in Dorchester, they're definitely, you know, running projects and activities or have their headquarters here as well. And it really is, like, in the business community, the whole idea of networking, you know, it's something that the business community really put a lot of value on because they see that those connections are really important. And I think sometimes the voluntary sector, because they're so busy, they're often running on a shoestring themselves, they don't have that opportunity to mix and mingle, and I think there's a lot of value in that.
Well, that was Emma Scott before the event, and in the course of time, the hall filled up, so I went to interview one or two of the people who came, and I found a stall that said, free, friendly and flexible.
Hi, my name's Irene and I'm from Read Easy, South Dorset. We're a charity that helps anybody over the age of 18 to learn to read, and it is a free charity. It's flexible in that we can arrange when the coaching sessions happen, and it's very friendly.
And how does it help?
It helps adults learn to read. As you can imagine, being unable to read is a very down on life. It means so much that you can't read a signpost, you can't fill a form in, you can't read for pleasure. Have a think about how often you use reading during the course of the day.
So what are some of the methods that you use to help them?
Right, we use a phonics scheme. Phonics are the sounds that letters make that build into words. We have 5 manuals. They are extremely good and readers succeed. Some of the things that readers have said to me are, for example, Kerry, who just finished Manual 2, said, I'm super proud of myself. I'm shouting it from the rooftops. People really do feel a lot better for learning to read.
A real achievement for them.
Absolutely, a real achievement for them. And also the coaches who coach our readers also get an awful lot from the coaching as well. It really does enhance the life of the coaches as well as transforming the life of the readers.
So how does one get involved?
With Read Easy, you can contact me My name is Irene, as I said. My phone number is 07490 757756. If you prefer, you can email me at Irene, I-R-E-N-E, at readeasy.org.uk. There's also a national charity website, so if you Google or any other method, readeasy.org.uk, you will find our website and you can see all the contact details for all of the Read Easy groups throughout England.
So how long have you been doing this?
At least 5 years for myself. Read Easy itself started maybe 12, 15 years ago in this area and has spread throughout England now.
I remember when it started.
So you probably know better than I do which year that was then.
I can't remember back that far. No. So do you need any qualifications?
No, you don't. Anybody who can read themselves can coach using our manuals. The manuals are extremely good. They're very supportive. Coaches do have some online training before they start, and they have a lot of support from the coordinators and from the other members of the team.
And that's Irene from Read Easy, and that's really important for people who can't read very well, but they do make it easy, really. So if you've got trouble, then for goodness sake, get in touch with them. Now, next is something completely different, as they say. And this is someone from the Civic Society.
I'm Joe Doak. I'm Vice Chair of the Civic Society. I also look after the social media side of things as well, so I'm on the internet quite regularly.
So, Dorchester Civic Society, what's that all about? What does it mean?
Yeah. Well, the Civic Society's been going now for 50-odd years, and it was set up in the 70s, 1970s, previous century. And basically, its role is to try and promote and protect the heritage, history, and indeed the quality of the built environment in Dorchester. So we are involved in heritage projects, supporting and promoting and trying to clean up various bits and pieces. But also we're involved in making comments on planning applications, on the plans for the town and surrounding areas.
So what's your latest project?
Well, there's a few latest projects, but one of the ones we're doing now is to restore and improve the town pump. So we've got plans which are now being approved, and we're getting funding to undertake an improvements to the town pump. So that also links into what the town council, Dorchester Town Council, are doing in the wider area to improve that particular part of Cornhill.
So you involve all the councils?
Yes, we tend to work very closely with the town council. So we sit on the Joint Heritage Committee with the town council and various other organisations. And we also sit on the Tourism Partnership, again for Dorchester, which again is sort of led by the town council. But also we interact with the Dorset Council, particularly on their planning side, trying to either object, support, or make comments on planning applications and on their planning documents.
And that's Joe Doak from the Dorchester Civic Society. They do look after the town for us. Wonderful. Now, there was a young lady running about and looking very breathless. So I thought, well, maybe she's got something important to do, and even more so, something important to say.
Hello, my name is Brona. I work for Step by Step, a homeless charity, and we house homeless young people from the ages of 16 to 22. And we're commissioned by Dorset Council. And if you'd like to come forward, if you've got a spare room and you'd like to support a young person.
And that's Brona from the Step by Step Homeless Charity. So if you want to help, if you've got a room available, then just get in touch with them. Look them up on the internet, Step by Step Homeless Charity. It's probably because I'm quite old that I thought there were a lot of young people in the room. What I didn't think was some of the young people were thinking about the even younger people. So let's talk to someone about the youth services.
Hi, my name's Poppy Hardwick and I work for Dorset Youth. I'm the VCS Communications and Engagement Officer. I've been in the role for about 2 months, so I'm still sort of learning the ropes, which is why I'm here today. I'm here with my colleague, Kate Parrish. Yeah? So really what my job's about is visiting different youth organisations and seeing what Dorset Youth could do to help them progress. Because there's a lot of youth groups at the moment that are struggling due to funding, not having volunteers, that sort of thing. So my goal is to sort of try and help them find the funding, help them find volunteers. So I run the 0 to 25 forum at Dorset Youth, and that's bringing together all VCS youth organisations to talk really about how it's going and talk about funding. We have speakers, all those types of things, and it's been quite successful. So
what are your hopes for the future?
My hopes for the future is, I think, really just to bring more people together and to sort of get youth issues out there. When we come to a lot of these events, there's not that many youth organisations. So my hope is to get more youth issues out there and to bring the youth organisations together so we can all work together to make it a better place for people.
Poppy Hardwick, and that tells me that Dorchester has a grand past and an even brighter future.